This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. That phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We already got a bunch of calls on the line, so we'll get right into it. Nathan, who's up next?
Annie is in Brewster.
Annie, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, good morning. I have a question on testing vegetable garden soil. I've rotated my crops, and my squash, my cucumbers did very well this year. My tomatoes started beautifully, one plant specifically, yellow, beautiful big plant, it died. Not many tomatoes, not ripening. I wondered if I should test the soil now in the fall and then test again in the spring, or how often should I test this? I'm going to try the coffee grinds you were just speaking about. But it's just, I've rotated crops and I just don't know how often if I should have the soil tested.
Well, so I would definitely recommend getting the soil tested now, because what that'll do is that is going to help you for next year as well, right? Because what's happening is you'll be able to say, all right, this is what's going on, and you're going to have some extra time to be able to get what the soil needs into the soil. At this point in time. So this is the perfect time to be doing it. So I would definitely highly recommend doing that now so that you can be ready for next year. And then what happens is once you get that soil sample back and it tells you, you know, do this, 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 and this, you get those things done. Sometimes it can take multiple applications. So like in a lawn, for example, just as an example, lawn, I always tell people if you have to do certain things, you can do three applications of a fast-acting lime to change the pH in six-week intervals and then get another soil sample from that. So what I would almost do is get the soil sample done now. It's going to tell you add this, this, and this. Add those things in there, right? And then in the spring, you're probably going to need to add some more of those as well. And then once, you know, you've kind of gone 6 weeks after that in the spring, probably do another one just to see where you're at. See if the levels are moving where you need them to be or how it's affecting it.
Well, I wondered if the tomatoes were just, you know, the extreme heat. I watered them every couple of days, but my fruit just never ripened. Beautiful fruit. I mean, they're still on there. I'm waiting. I'm hoping maybe they'll still ripen, but they just didn't seem to ripen.
I really honestly think it has a lot to do with the way the weather has been.
That makes me feel better.
Well, so, you know, I'm up in Tewksbury right now at my in-law's house, and their tomatoes are about 6 feet tall.
Right.
They have some on there, I mean, that are the size of softballs, but they're green. Nothing has ripened.
Yeah,
so,
and then other people next to me have beautiful ones that are ripening.
I don't really
understand it.
I just think it's the way nature has dealt us our hand this year with the amount of rain and et cetera. I honestly think it's going to be okay at the end of the day here. With some of the temperatures changing the way they have been, I think we'll definitely be okay.
Okay, thank you so much. I will get it tested.
Awesome. You have a great one, Annie.
You too. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Nathan, who's up next?
Roger is in New Hampshire.
Roger, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, sir. Thank you.
Good morning.
Taking my call. I have hedges along my property, along the fence line, and they've gotten ahead of me as far as height. I would like to cut them back. Number one, how far can I cut them back, and when should I not? How much time have I got to do this year, or do I have to do it next year?
So you can definitely do it this year. That's not a problem. But I would wait until after this heat has kind of died back a little bit, right? You know, where we just had multiple days of the 90s, at least in a lot of this area. So I think I would wait maybe another week to 10 days. Maybe use September 1st as your start time. The way I've always looked at pruning, like hedges like this, is it's okay in the spring almost all the way up till about like Father's Day. And then you take a break and you start over in like September to cut them again. Because the heat, when you do prune them, what happens is the heat dries out those stems where you've cut it and can actually do more damage than good for the hedges.
All right, so I basically have to look forward to a week of relatively cool temperatures just to keep them from being burned.
Yeah, I would just say, you know, take a look and see if that, you know, at least the 90 degree temperatures are out of the way. That would be my concern.
Okay. All right. And how, like I said, right now, one hedge is about a foot above the fence. I got a 4-foot fence.
Okay.
Can I cut them down to, say, 6 inches below the top of the fence without really harming them?
Yeah, how tall is the fence?
4-foot fence.
Yeah, it'd be no problem. You could actually cut them back. The total that you can usually cut back is like a third.
A third?
Okay. Yeah, a third is like a lot of times the most, but there are areas on the plant where you can actually cut more than a third. It just depends on how it looks. You know, how you vary it.
It's going to look terrible because they get ahead of me every year.
Well, so what I would try to do is just kind of, you know, when I say a third, I mean of the green too, right? So think about it that way versus just a third of the plant. Because sometimes what happens is when you think of a third of the plant, a third of the green might just be right on the top. And then you cut it down to the woody structure. So you can cut almost to a half on some of it, but I wouldn't go more than a half on a hedge type bush like that.
Okay. Yeah, perfect. Thank you very much, sir.
All right, Roger, you have a great rest of your day.
Thank you, sir. You also, sir, and be safe.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we do have another call on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Gene is in Cape Cod.
Gene, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hello.
Hi, good morning. I can hear you.
Good morning. Oh, great. I have a quick question about my lawn.
Sure.
It's pretty browned out right now, and I just did an application of step 3 about a week ago.
Okay.
And I'm wondering, if I can put down the Magi-Cal and the Love My Soil. It's been about a week, maybe 6 weeks.
Yeah. Have you, you can definitely do that. You usually can put the two of those in like a 6 week interval. So
right.
You're right on time. I see no problem with you doing it.
And you mentioned a couple of weeks ago something to green up the lawn as well.
So there's some products out there. One of the products that I like is called Milorganite. Milorganite has some iron in it that helps green it up a little bit. It's organic, so it doesn't harm. It doesn't burn the lawn as well.
So could I do that with a Magi-Cal and the Love My Soil?
Yep, but the thing is, what you got to look at is you said you just put that other step down.
Yes, step three.
And how long ago did you put that down?
About a week ago.
So I would be concerned there because of that. If you hadn't put it down, I would have no problem with you putting it down with any of those. It's just the nitrogen levels you got to look at. So depending upon how much nitrogen step three has versus, I think it's like, it's either 7 or 11% nitrogen, you could be putting too much down with the Milorganite and the summer fertilizer together.
So how long should I wait?
I'd maybe wait like 4 weeks.
Oh, wow. I have one more question.
Yeah, hang tight with me on the other side of the break. I'll get to your question. I'll help you out. We'll be right back.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-7439. No. The Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today, ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Jean, and she did have another question to follow up, so I wanted to get right back to her. So, Jean, what was your other question for us? You still there, Jean? All right, looks like Jean's on hold. Maybe we can...
No, I'm here.
Oh, there you are. Hi, Jean. So you had another question you had said.
I did.
Okay.
Yes. I'm also curious as to when I can see my hydrangea.
Okay. And are you... Is there... I mean, obviously, there's a reason why you want to feed it, but has there been a problem? Is that... That's kind of where I'm going with.
First of all, it has brown spots, and I think it's from the intermittent rain we've had, because I have a soaker hose that I use to water it.
Yep.
But there are brown spots on the bottom leaves, some of them coming up on the top. So I'd like to do something about that, but I'd also like to feed it if it's the time to feed for next year.
Well, so you can definitely feed the hydrangea. What I would look for you to do is wait a little bit of time. Wait until it's the temperatures kind of cool down just a little bit. They kind of like balance out. You know what I mean? So maybe like September, and you could use like a plant tone without a problem. Mm-hmm. You could even use like holly tone. To be honest with you. And use it at half the rate versus the full rate. Because it's, so they need to be fed, obviously, but they don't need as much, we don't want to feed them too much where the nutrients in them are putting too much back into the growth. For the season, we want to allow them to get some nutrients to go through the winter, but we don't want to push new growth. So that's why you use it at half the rate.
So what is the rate?
So it depends on the size of the hydrangea. I can pull up their Espoma website because it's different by size. So let me Get that product.
These have grown very slowly. They're 3 years old, and they are probably 3 feet, if that, across, and they're just beginning to get some blooms.
Okay. I'm pulling the fertilizer up because they on Espoma's website, they actually have, you can look at the back of the package and it says how much to use. So, for shrubs, it says right on it, 1 cup per foot of branch spread. So the diameter of the shrub from left to the right side. Double the quantity if branch spread is 3 feet or larger. So, say it's 3 feet wide, you're going to need to use 6 cups in the spring, but you would use 3 cups in the fall. Okay? So,
yeah.
You can definitely use Holytone without a problem, because Holytone is for acidic plants, and if it's a hydrangea that's blue, it definitely will help it.
Well, they would have blue when we bought them, but they're pink now. And I have not. I put down a little something to acidify the soil, but they're already in bloom, so it didn't do much.
Well, so what I would do is continue with that soil acidifier, but do it. You can do that again now. And it's going to help for next year as well. It's not just, during that season that it'll help affect. You do it now, it'll help for next year.
Well, I did it about, 3 or 4 weeks ago. Is that too soon?
Well, so I would wait another 3 weeks and then do it again.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
And the melagonite?
Yep.
How do you spell that?
M-I-L-O-R... G-A-N-I-T-E, I believe. Some people will... Go ahead.
Any spots?
What's that?
That are on the dark spots? That are on the leaves?
On the leaves, that's going to be all from the weather. There's not much you can do about it at this point. It's really all from the weather that we've been having. Remove the leaves, and next season they should be fine without an issue.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Always helpful. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. We'll be back.
Not sure what's causing brown patches in your lush green lawn? Chances are, it's a fungus, which can quickly turn your green lawn into a diseased disaster. Relax, cure, and protect your lawn with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Fungus Control for Lawns. One single application of granules or the ready-to-spray formula protects your lawn for up to 30 days. Take back your lawn with Bayer Advanced Fungus Control for Lawns. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. A powerful earthquake struck Haiti on Saturday morning, killing at least 304 people and leaving hundreds of others hurt, authorities said. The 7.2 magnitude quake was strong enough to be felt in neighboring countries. Haitian officials said more than 1,800 people were injured in the disaster, some of whom were being treated in hospitals in the three most affected communities. The epicenter of the quake was about 78 miles west of the capital, Port-au-Prince. The nation's inflation is growing because President Joe Biden is blocking the production of goods and services at a time when demand is at an all-time high following lockdowns due to the COVID pandemic, former presidential advisor and Newsmax show host Dick Morris said Saturday.
So you're limiting supply, you're swelling the demand, and of course you're going to get this crazy inflation.
This is USA Radio News.
New York Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul, a former congresswoman, has mostly labored in obscurity under Governor Cuomo, but as the New York's first female governor, she will almost certainly face a bruising primary battle in 2022. She does intend to run.
I fully expect to. I'm prepared for this. I've led a life working in every level of government, from Congress to local government. I'm the most prepared person to assume this responsibility, and I'm going to ask the voters at some point for their faith in me again. But right now, I need their faith, I need their prayers, and I need their support to make sure we get this right.
President Joe Biden announced Saturday that he is deploying more troops to Afghanistan to ensure that U.S. personnel can be evacuated safely. The Biden administration will brief House members on Afghanistan virtually Sunday morning and will be over unclassified material, according to reports. An in-person classified briefing on the situation will reportedly be held next week. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We do have some calls on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Robert is in Ontario, Canada.
Robert, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
I got three problems here. I bought some strawberries in a plastic bag, and they look like roots.
Okay.
How long will they keep?
As long as you check on them and keep them, like, damp here and there, and, you know, kind of water them that way, they can last for a good amount of time.
Well, they're in plastic bags, so what? They're very dried. Are they any use, or...?
They should be. Now, is there any soil in there at all?
No.
Okay. So if you don't have time to plant them for one reason or another, what I would suggest doing is just getting a little bit of soil, placing it into the bag on the roots, and then add a little bit of water to it. And I'm not talking like water, like so water sits in it. I just spritz the water a little, the roots and the soil a little bit to allow the plant to start absorbing water. And then from there, maybe every once in a while, checking on it and spritzing them. But they can last that way in a plastic bag as long as you kind of take care of them.
Oh, is there any use putting them in the ground right now?
I mean, definitely getting them in the ground is going to be more beneficial than anything because of the fact that, you know, a plant wants to be in the ground.
And how long will it take for me to see something after I put them in the ground?
Well, so, I mean, you... you should start to see something maybe within, like... a 14 to like 21 day period. That's a good possibility. It's all going to depend on, weather, and that type of thing. But you should be able to see some.
And the ground should be kept damp?
Yeah, so I wouldn't like have it so the water's just sitting there, but I would keep it damp every, you know, check on it, every few days, watering it in.
Now we have some, lettuce that went bolted, and it's just high seeds right now. What should we do with that?
You said lettuce that bolted?
Is it lettuce? It's about 2 feet high, and it's got all seeds on the top. And I guess it's too, the bottom part's a little bit too strong to eat, maybe. I don't know. What should we do with the... Just let it go to seed and...
Well, so when it goes to seed like that, you know, it doesn't usually taste good. That part doesn't taste good. It's not like the best part of the plant. So when it gets to it, it means it's gotten, you know, a little bit too warm, that type of thing.
Oh.
So maybe you know, pinching the bolting aspect of it back, so it, you just have that leafy aspect. Or, I mean, lettuce can germinate very quickly, so it, that wouldn't be a problem to start again with some new seed.
Oh, and we got a problem with rabbits.
Yeah, that's a big one out there. There is a product called Rabbit Scram. It's the company is Epic. And like I said, the product is called Rabbit Scram.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of people who have used it and had success with it. One of the reasons why people love it is, so Rabbit Scram is it's a dried blood, but it wants to be watered in. Whereas most repellents that are out there, when they get watered in, you have to reapply.
Oh.
So this is something where people love using it because of the fact that you can water it in, and it actually enhances it more. And now, it makes...
We went to the abattoir and got some blood. Would that be any good to use?
Well, so this is like a bovine blood. It's dried. So you could even use, like, there is a product from Espoma called Dried Blood. You could use that. There's another product out there. It's not dried blood, but it's Milorganite, which people, I was just talking about for, like, the lawn to help green up. But Milorganite actually helps deter some rabbits and deer as well. But dried blood, they're looking for like a bovine type, because what it is it's a fear mentality as well. So the rabbit smells the blood once it's enhanced with water, and it fears like something bad is going to happen to them. So it scares them away from the area.
And they eat tomatoes, do they?
What's that?
It seems to be the tomatoes that are suffering the most.
I mean, they'll eat anything, to be honest with you. They'll eat anything when they're hungry. And the amount of rabbits that are out this year is more than I've seen in a long, long time.
Okay, thank you very much.
No problem. You have a great one, Robert.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And Nathan, who's up next?
Virginia's in Mount Holly, Vermont.
Virginia, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
This is nice to be on your program. I have just a quick question to ask
you. Sure.
A few weeks ago, you were talking about a bird disease.
Yes.
And the disappearance of a lot of birds. You know, and I'm just so curious because I'm not seeing a lot of my birds even now. And I'm worried, you know, I'm concerned about that because they're just not around. One blue jay, usually I have so many of them eating my blueberries now. And I let them do that because they so enjoy it. But they're not coming. And the blueberries are all out there. And one came and he didn't have his big crown on his head. He was like almost balding. And I've noticed the catbirds didn't come this year. They're not here. They leave watering things out and raisins for them because they love to swim and they love raisins. And they're not here. I don't hear them. I don't see them. It's like my birds are all gone. Do you know any? Do you have any update on that disease or information?
So I haven't heard anything recently.
Okay.
About it, I know. So I know one of the reasons why we're not seeing it up our way has a lot to do with the fact that a lot of the birds didn't make it back this way when it came time for...
That's what I thought.
When they migrated. Because a lot of this was happening in, I would say, like, Maryland, Pennsylvania,
okay.
New Jersey, that area on the way up. I don't have an answer.
Okay.
I keep forgetting, and maybe this week I will remember to do it. We have a we have a friend of the program who we usually have on in the fall, who I need to reach out to.
Okay.
Her name's Cianne. From Wild Delight, and she knows all there is to know about birds. So you reminded me to do this. I said I was going to do it a couple weeks ago, but she, I'm going to see if she has some answers.
Some updates. Okay, that would be helpful. Just curious. I figured a lot of them didn't make it back up because, well, my catbirds, they're not here. I mean, they're just, you hear them. They're so, they have such a distinct call, and they're not here this year. So,
well, and that's,
you know,
I'm noticing the same thing.
You know, they're not on my property. I have a huge meadow with a million berries, and the berries are all out there. No birds are eating the berries this year.
Really? It's sad. I mean, it's one of those things where we got to kind of see what's going on, and I wish I knew what the answer was. But the, you know, the last update I read basically said continue to not leave your feeders out. And to turn over like bird baths and those types of things. But that's hard to do when they're so minimal out there and you're not, you know, you want to be able to take care of them.
Yes, that's a hard thing to do. So, well, I was curious and I appreciate your time. And I'm going to call the Vermont Institute.
Definitely.
Here, maybe they have some answers also. They could help me. You know, I mean, I can't do anything about it, really, but I was just hoping I'd have some more information on it.
Yeah, I wish I had it as well, and I'll do my part and see what I can find out, and we'll try to update as we can.
All right. Thank you. I so appreciate your time. Have a nice day.
You too.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye.
All right. Nathan, we got some more calls on the line?
Yes, sir. Phil is in Michigan.
All right, Phil, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, Paul. It's tulips. I planted some tulips. They look beautiful, and then they quit blooming, and I cut them before the green all died down, the foliage, and I wonder, should I replant, or do you think they'll come back?
They should come back, but how many, is this just the first year for them?
Second year.
So what tends to happen is as years go by, they thin out a little bit. But I would say maybe it could be every two, but maybe every 3 years, I might just plant some more, knowing that you're going to have some dieback.
Okay, I want it to look good. So should I dig those up and put new in?
I wouldn't do that. I think you can, without a problem, add to the area and just keep putting more in there. And some will die back over time, but they'll definitely, come back. It's just after like 3 to 5 years, sometimes you got to refill them a bit. If you really want it like really full, maybe pull them all out, but I don't want to create more work if you don't need to. You know what I mean?
Okay. Sounds good. All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Phil. Have a great one.
Thank you, Brent. Bye.
Bye-bye. Excuse me. I'm sorry. We do have another call on the line, so Nathan, who's up next? We'll introduce him before the break.
It's Ed in Boston.
Ed, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Patrick. Yet another soil question.
Sure.
I'm sure you remember that I called in the spring that I had a whole bunch of daffodils that only came up with leaves and no flowers.
Yep.
I did send out for a soil test. It seems that I've massively used much too much compost. It says there's much too much phosphorus and potassium are above optimum. Only a source of nitrogen is necessary this year. Should I, later on, should I still use things like bulb booster?
I definitely agree with that. What I'd want you to do, I'm going to hit a break here, but in the meantime, take a look and see where the magnesium level is for me, if you don't have it in front of you. And when we get back from the other side of the break, we'll discuss that and a little bit more to see what we can do to help you out. So hang tight with me. We will be right back.
America, do you want to win the spiritual war against the demons currently attacking our land? Step one comes from the Bible. Lay down the law by resting on the law and do your resting on our pillowcases printed with His Ten Commandments. Find them at ProjectPillowTalk.com. Don't sleep on this message. Go to ProjectPillowTalk.com or call us at 877-289-7439. When you call, ask to receive another powerful spiritual weapon, free, a CD packed with the secrets of forgiveness using all the instruments of praise written in the Bible, free with your order of our Ten Commandment pillowcases from ProjectPillowTalk.com. Shipping is free too, so call or click 877-289-7439 or ProjectPillowTalk.com. Get your Ten Commandment pillowcases for only $29.95 per set and watch the darkness flee from the light.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes, weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family. family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We before the break, we were talking with Ed in regards to his daffodils. I believe no, that was
yep.
Yeah, well, okay. I want to make sure I had the right one. So
yep, you got me all right. You were wondering about the magnesium.
Yes.
The soil sample says 429 parts per million. The phosphorus is 132 parts per million. The potassium is 253 parts per million. And for what it's worth, the soil pH is 6.4.
And what did you say the magnesium was? Again, I'm sorry.
429.
And usually right next to it will say optimal, and it's usually like 100 to 120. Yeah, so what has happened here is that magnesium that's in there has created a barrier. And so anytime you fertilize anything, the fertilizer just sits and doesn't go directly to the plant. So that magnesium needs to be broken up. So what I'd like to see you do is use a product like Love Your Soil or Sulfur from Natural Alternative. They're pretty much identical products, right?
Okay. I did get I Love Your Soil based on your earlier recommendation.
Okay, perfect. I want you to use that in the area that you've planted everything. And what I want you to do is you'll use it in multiple applications in 6-week intervals. So you'll probably only be able to do about 2 applications this year, possibly 3. So say you were to do it today, I'm trying to pull up the calendar as we speak so I can get the actual dates. So 6 weeks from now, So say you did it today, 6 weeks from now would be the 19th of September, mm-hmm. and then 6 weeks from that is the 7th of November. So if the ground is still thawed and it's not okay. frozen, you can do it a third application on November 7th if you were to do it today. And what I want you to do is that 12 pounds per 1,000 square feet. So that's the double the rate of what a bag will normally do. So on the a bag of Love Your Soil, it'll say like the small bag will do 5,000 square feet at a regular mm-hmm. rate. It's only mm-hmm. going to do 2,500 square feet because I think it's 18 pounds. Okay. No, it's...
Well, I've got a very small patch. It's only about 100 square feet.
Okay. So 100 square feet. So if we were to do... I'm going to do a little bit of math here while we're talking. So... 12 divided by 1,000... So you're basically looking at 1.2 pounds per 100 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
How big of a bag do you have?
Small size bag. I've certainly got more than enough.
Yeah, so you're going to want to take about, I mean, it's organic. It's not going to burn it. So I'd maybe take about, like 2 pounds of it. Usually it's about, a pound is about a cup.
Mm-hmm.
And so sprinkle that over the entire area today, then 6 weeks, mm-hmm. and then 6 weeks from that. And I can almost guarantee you that the soil will start to break down a little bit. You'll notice that the nutrients are flushing out of there, allowing the right. plants there to really get the nutrients. Because you could put that... The bulb tone or the bulb product in there, but the nutrients are just going to sit there, and the magnesium has caused a barrier. Just think of it okay. as like a crabgrass preventer. Crabgrass preventer creates that barrier, kills all the crabgrass underneath mm-hmm. it. What the magnesium has done is created a barrier and doesn't let any of the nutrients go through, and it just sits and just keeps building up. And you can put nitrogen down, and nitrogen's easier to get through, but then you could start to have nitrogen build up. And so okay. this breaking down this magnesium is huge for you. I mean, I would do it 3 times now. If you can only get it twice now, do it again first thing in the spring as the ground thaws, and then build mm-hmm. from there. Okay?
Great.
All right, Ed.
Thank you so very much.
No problem. Thank you. Have a great rest of your day. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.
All right. That's going to do it for this week. I appreciate everyone's emails, calls today in regards to our newsletter this week. We spent a lot of time. My mom and Ricky put it together, so we do appreciate everything. Until next week, get out there, plant something, and be good to each other.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.